课堂听 class.com
Questions 29 through 34. Listen to part of a lecture in a physics class. The professor is discussing energy and work.
In physics, energy is defined as the ability to do work. And in physics, work doesn't refer to what you do at your job. In physics, work means moving an object when there is some resistance to its movement. Every time we lift an object, push it, pull it, or carry it, we are doing work. Two things are necessary for work to occur. First, force, or energy, must be applied to the object. If no energy is used, no work has been done. Second, the object must be moved a distance. If the object is pushed or pulled, but it doesn't move, no work has been done. When we move an object, there's always some resistance or opposition to movement. Resistance is a force that tends to oppose or slow down movement. Whenever an object meets resistance, more energy is needed to do the work. A good example is what happens when a farmer's plow moves through the soil. The plow encounters resistance if it gets too deep into the soil, or if rocks and roots in the soil make the soil hard to turn. When this happens, the tractor's engine has to work harder. The engine strains under the load and uses more fuel. Each time we do work, we use energy. If our muscles do the work, energy in the form of food is required. If a machine does the work, energy in the form of oil, gas, coal, electricity, or some other source is required. Without energy, no work can be done. Energy comes in several different forms. It can take the form of heat, light, motion, electricity, chemical energy, nuclear energy, and so on. Energy can change forms, but it cannot be created or destroyed. Energy is always conserved. That is a law of nature. This law is known as the law of conservation of energy, or the first law of thermodynamics. The law states that energy can be converted from any form to any other form, but no matter what form it takes, it's still energy, and none of the energy disappears when it changes form. Machines do work by converting one form of energy to another. For example, a car converts the chemical energy in gasoline to kinetic energy, to motion. A stove converts electrical energy or chemical energy into heat energy that cooks our food. The law of conservation of energy tells us that a machine needs to have a source of energy. And a machine can't supply more power than it gets from its energy source. When the fuel runs out, the machine stops. The same rule applies to living organisms. If the organism doesn't have food, it dies. The law of conservation of energy tells us that the energy of any system, whether the system is a machine, a living organism, or an ecosystem, that the energy must balance out in the end. The amount of energy in the system is conserved, even though the energy changes forms. The Earth as a whole is a complex system that receives almost all its energy from the sun in the form of light. Some of the solar energy converts to heat, which warms the Earth. Some of it evaporates water, forms clouds, and produces rain. Some energy is captured by plants and is turned into chemical energy during photosynthesis. The first law of thermodynamics, conservation of energy, says the Earth must end up with the same amount of energy it started out with. The energy changes forms, but no energy is lost or gained.
Number 29. How does the field of physics define work? Number 30. Listen again to part of the lecture. then answer the question.
Whenever an object meets resistance, more energy is needed to do the work. A good example is what happens when a farmer's plow moves through the soil. The plow encounters resistance if it gets too deep into the soil, or if rocks and roots in the soil make the soil hard to turn. When this happens, the tractor's engine has to work harder. The engine strains under the load and uses more fuel.
Why does the professor talk about a plow? Number 31. Based on the information in the lecture, indicate whether each statement below reflects the first law of thermodynamics. Number 32. Which two sentences illustrate the conversion of energy from one form to another? Number 33. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
The law of conservation of energy tells us that a machine needs to have a source of energy. And a machine can't supply more power than it gets from its energy source. When the fuel runs out, the machine stops. The same rule applies to living organisms. If the organism doesn't have food, it dies.
Why does the professor say this?
The same rule applies to living organisms. If the organism doesn't have food, it dies.
Number 34. What can be inferred about the energy in the Earth as a whole system?